Dana likes to entertain. That's her gift. Dana can't stand up because she's teaching. Everybody that was involved in either the 5K or the Utica's Got Talent, and I see you back there, Brian. Would you stand up? I know you can't, Brian, but come on now. It's more than that. I say, Pam, stand up. No. Menti, stand up. Come on, there's others. Is that it? No way. Oh, Mike, and you guys stand up. Mallory, you guys were involved in it. Come on, stand. Yeah, stand up. Michelle, you guys did trash. Come on, stand up, Brad. That's part of the festival. Anybody involved in the festival? Anybody else? Okay, come forward. Mike, come on forward. Come on forward. Don't be so shy. Come on, Sonny, get up here. Come on. Your pastor's telling you to come up. You can disobey or you can come up here. Come on. I know, they're so humble, aren't they? Or shy, one or the other. Dana was a huge help to me yesterday. Gary, you were there a lot. Brian, you're back there, so. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for you guys. And I'm bringing you up to tell you that you cannot do something by yourself in the kingdom of God. We're not even made that way. You know what happens when you try to do everything yourself? You get stressed. You get mean. You know, you just can't. And so many hands makes light work. That's an old Amish saying. I just want to tell you guys, I really, really appreciate you. Mallory, you just so... I marveled at you. I was like more scared than you were up there, you know, passing out those flyers. You were bold, and I really appreciate it. I heard Mike and Edwina did just a great job. And the unsung heroes, Brad picked up trash every night. Didn't do Saturday, okay. Let's be honest. Every night but Saturday. And Larry lived down there since Tuesday night, I think, other than the rain out. It's not that some people can't because of your schedules. I understand that. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for what you did. Saturday morning, all these things are on my mind. And Dana, I said, I needed water for the 5K because I forgot it. And I'm like, Dana. And I'm like, Dana. And she went and got me water. And she brought it to the, and then she had her husband's keys. And so she had to run home and give her husband's keys. But that alone saved my bacon, right, that she did that. I always said, like missionaries say this, I'd rather have 10 servants than one preacher, you know, or rather, I'd rather have, you know, you can give me one preacher, give me 10 servants, because you guys are the ones that a pastor needs, right? There's preachers, to me, sometimes, in certain situations, they're a dime a dozen. A lot of people want to be chiefs, but there are not many braves. Thank you for being braves this week. I really appreciate it. You can be seated. Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you to everybody that came to the picnic.
Kayla, did I hear your voice back there? Amen. I remember when you were like 7 up here dancing. Remember that? It kind of reminded me of May a little bit, you two, you know. Any updates, or is that personal, or no? Okay. Hey, and we had a good news. Last week, there was somebody here that had a polyp. Remember we prayed for that? And they told her they thought it might be cancerous. Anybody remember we prayed for that? I'm the only one that remembers that during our prayer. Okay. And I say, I got to preach the same message 3 times so you remember it. So I'm going to preach my last week's message again this morning, okay? So anyway, that was funny. I don't care. Anyway, can I give you cues? Laugh. Like, Pam, would you stand? Laugh. But anyway, I got a call from that person this week, and the polyp came back negative. Isn't that good? Isn't that good news? That may not be so good to you, but to that person, it meant a lot. Amen? So I was really excited about that. I love good news, don't you? The world's full of bad news, and it's just good to have good news. So I was really excited. And I know God's working on all fronts. He's just doing so much. So October 23rd, all hands on deck, right? We got the, it's called the Fall Harvest Celebration with the Beauty and the Beast for the kids. We got all kind of things. We got, Branstool Cider is going to be here. We got Jitterbug Coffee. We're going to have a bounce house, a foot race, cotton candy. And we got singers from Utica's Got Talent. They're going to come sing. And Gary Root's going to come back and sing. He's always wanted to do this. We're going to do it. He's going to sing. Jace yesterday came in third place in the talent contest. He's going to come back and sing. You know, you know, it's funny about Jace. He came up. He's going to run the race. He likes to run. And he came up to run the race. And he came to sing because I asked him to. And he woke up in the morning, he sounded like he had a frog like in his throat, like, Brad, I don't think I can sing this morning. Now, I had heard that about a half a dozen times from people during the week. I'm going to talk about that today. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, you know. And we went and got some tea at the Jitterbug Coffee. Hey, Jitterbug, if you're out there, I'm plugging you. And some tea. And anyway, his voice started getting a little better. And he was really kind of on the fence whether he was going to sing or not. I'm just like, Jace, just do it. And I kept talking. I kept saying to him what I was telling the kids. I kept saying, no risk, no reward. No risk, no reward. Jace, if you think you can do it. He went up there, and I'm telling you, I thought it was good. And I like him better when he gets a raspy voice. He kind of sounds like Barry McGuire from the 60s. Well, I wasn't the only, he got third place, right? So, I mean, he really sounded good. I loved it. And I didn't vote. I wasn't a voter. In fact, Mike Hirschman was one of the voters back here. And the mayor of Utica was voting, right? Okay. And I thought he did awesome. But it's just like, and that was kind of the theme for yesterday. That song, Kelsey said, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And that was our theme. The last girl, and she might have been like the best singer, Hannah, came up. But she, we already voted because she had got stage fright. And she's like a trained little singer. And she probably had one of the best voices, huh? But because she had stage fright, she didn't go up. So we voted. And then she went up. So we don't know how she would have done if she would have been in the voting. But she almost didn't go up because she was afraid. She can really sing. And I mentioned this at the end because I'm a preacher. I got up and I talked about David and Goliath to the audience. And I said, you know, we got to run right at our problems. We got to run right at, just like David, fear has kept so many people from realizing their dreams. Do you know if I was afraid there would not have been a Utica's Got Talent or a 5K? Because when I was laying on my back in August, I was trying to think of every excuse to cancel both of them. Like, Lord, I can't do this. And I said, man, you know, and I was freaking out. And I went in and prayed in September, and I said, Lord, what are we going to do? Me and the Lord know each other. He knows me better than I know him, but I'm working on that. And I said, Lord, what are we going to do? I said, it's September. It's like this thing's in 23 days. Wasn't it good? Wasn't it fun? Silas came and said, wasn't it fun? I got two things to say. So the Lord told me, spoke to my heart. I'm not hearing voices, okay? Don't worry about it. I'm not hearing voices. He spoke to my heart, and he said, believe and achieve. It was the Lord. And I've heard that before. There's a book, Believe and Achieve. He said, believe and achieve, and Mark 11, 23 and 24 came to my mind. And then he didn't say this, but back in my mind, you know what the second part of that is? Anybody? Doubt and do without. You never heard that? And he didn't say that. He just said, believe and achieve. And I heard him in my heart, and he told me, preacher, what you've been preaching, you got to do it. I do? Really, Lord? I got to do what I've been preaching? Are you kidding? So I did. I just got up, and I just ran right at the thing. Goethe, anybody know Goethe? I'm showing my education here. Goethe, German writer, wrote Faust. I'm the only one that knows that book. Okay, so Goethe wrote Faust. He said, when you step out for God and you start doing things, even in life, he said, there are 1,000 providences or God's providence that start working. He says, as long as you're setting and you're not moving forward, nothing happens except for fear, right? We talk about David a lot. David's brothers, where they were sitting around talking, and the giant would come out, and he'd threaten them and curse them, and they'd all be sitting talking, eating, and Saul was afraid. He was the biggest guy there. And David came out, and David did the thing that you're supposed to do. First, he believed God. Then he acted on what he believed, and he ran right at that thing. When you believe, belief leads to action, doesn't it? Ken, why do you have your business? I'm teaching you guys something here. Young people kind of start out this way, and I talked last week about how when you're young, then you get knocked down. Devil's whole deal with you. You step out, he wants to slap you down. Who do you think you are? Didn't he do that to the woman caught in adultery? Who do you think you are? Didn't he do it to you? Every time you were a kid, you started stepping out, and then all of a sudden, he just slaps you down. Who do you think you are, right? Your mom and dad don't talk that. Any good mom and dad don't talk that way to you. They say, you're amazing. Get up again. Those parents that were in the audience, they were pushing their kids forward. Your Heavenly Father loves you more than that. But the world, the flesh, and the devil, well, who do you think you are? When David went up, and he, listen, this is good stuff, if I do say so myself. When David went up to his brothers, he said, who is this guy, and what did the king say that he would give me? What would be the reward for doing this? Oh, you're just proud. We know your heart. They said, we know your heart. They did not know his heart. They said, you're just proud, and you're just going to cause trouble. And he went back, and he took courage, and he said, what are you going to give to the man that slays this? And he stepped out. The world can judge you. Fear can judge you. Remember that, I don't know who was at the talent show. That last girl was petrified, Hannah. She sang so good. She was petrified. Minty, I admire your, Minty went first. You sang Amazing Grace. Was that hard? Your voice was shaking at the beginning, right? Was it hard to step out there and do that? It looked like it was hard. Yeah. I admired your courage for stepping up there first and doing that. Fear has kept more people from the promised land, from what God has promised. It's kept more people from realizing dreams. We have a young, I can't say a young, I'm going to preach a little bit, but we have a young girl that I know cross country, and she liked this boy. I just so admired her. And I won't go through the whole story, but she just walked right up to him and she said, would you be my boyfriend? Thought, wow. Now, as a guy, how many times have you ever wanted to do that, you know? I thought, man, that girl's courageous. And Miss May, singing today, Miss May got up to dance. It wouldn't have necessarily been the song that I chose when she danced. But I just admire her grit, that she just gets up there and keeps going after. And so I want to encourage you today, if God puts something in your heart, you got a goal, you got something you're after, man, you got to overcome fear. Fear is your enemy. 365 times the Bible said, fear not. Didn't it say that? Fear is an enemy, and you have to overcome it. It'll always stalk you. The way you overcome fear is through action. Through action. You have to step. You got to move. You got to take a step. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of God, you become a doer. If you don't do it, you'll always be standing there in the middle ground, not moving out, stuck in your fears. So the way that I've ever overcome fear, it hasn't been through my own moxie or grit or my native good looks or intelligence. You guys are a bad audience. I got up in front of the talent show yesterday and I said, who's here to have an amazing time? And we're going to have an amazing time. The kids are talented. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have singing. We're going to just, who wants to have just a fun time? And I said, okay, can I direct your attention to the Ferris wheel behind you? And I got a chuckle or two. I thought that was the funniest thing. And never mind, you guys don't get it either. The comedian laughed. The guy behind me, he got it, the comedian, he laughed. So anyway, so I just want to encourage you with that. And like young people and people, even like Ken, you're older, you're not young, you're older. How old were you when you stepped out into your business? 58 years old, still had a dream, didn't you? Okay, for me, it's always come out of spending time with God and praying. Here's wisdom for you. Spending time with God and praying, and sometimes often humbling myself, saying, God, I'm scared. Lord, what am I going to do? Like, this isn't working, or just like, Lord, help me. Like, you know, some people said the best prayer sometimes is, Lord, help. For me, yeah, literally, but I say, Lord, help, but then I just stay there and say, Lord, speak to me. And then when you hear him speak, you get up and you do what he tells you to do. My mantra this for the last month, and Pam knows because I probably told her 100 times, was whatever he tells me to do, whatever he tells you to do, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. So I'm like, okay, tell me something to do, Lord. Okay, boom, 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 do. Faith is motion. Faith is motion. Faith moves, right? Unbelief sets still. Faith is motion. But when we know God, it's not motion, aimless motion. It comes out of a relationship where you're talking to God and he's talking to you and you get things in your heart. Can you ever be wrong? Yeah, I'm wrong a lot. I'm wrong a lot. I miss it. And so guess what? If your fear of failure is greater than your desire for success, what are you going to do? Huh? What? You're not going to do anything. If your fear of failure is way up here and your fear, so you have to value the reward of God. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder. What did David say? What reward are you going to give the man that takes out this giant? He did it because he loved God first. But then second, he said, what's the reward? Do you know David didn't get the reward? He was promised to marry Saul's daughter. You know, Saul deprived him of that reward, married her to somebody else. Then he gave him the other daughter. He didn't even give him his reward, but he was offered a reward for that. So it's okay. Guys, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Mike, it is. I don't let you guys do what you got to do. Okay. Sit down, Noah. Okay. Okay. It's okay, Mike. Okay, so he was offered a reward for it, and he went after that thing. Amen? So I just want to put that in you. When you have dreams and things in life, there's always going to be. Do you notice that Goliath, okay, what did Goliath do to David when David stepped out? Anybody tell me? Come on. Let's loosen up, guys. Let's loosen up. Huh? He ridiculed him. He said, you scrawny little, you know, thing. So who are you to defy the armies of the living God? Right? And he ridiculed him. And he said, who do you think you are? I'm going to feed your carcass. That's what fear does. It says, and even a lot of times, it's not even a person. It's something in your mind that keeps coming at you. And when you listen to that, and you don't listen to God, then you don't step out and do the thing that you're supposed to do. He challenged him, and he mocked him. But we're no longer slaves of fear. We are children of God. Chrissy, that word you gave about, you know, having a relationship or religion or trying to stay in the box and do everything just right will never cause you to step out and do anything because it's not based on faith, because it's not based on relationship. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So amen. So I just want to encourage you with that. I'm greatly encouraged this morning. And there's another thing tied into faith. I'm going to talk about that this morning, and then we'll... the team's been letting me up here early. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Turn there, please. Thank you, Lord. Then Peter, thank you, Lord, for blessing the hearers and the word of God. Bless the word as we read it and preach it in Jesus' name. Then Peter came up and said to him, oh, we raised $1,800 for benevolence in Haiti. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Someone say amen. That's going to go to help local benevolence, and Denny is going to go feed kids in Haiti. I love it. Isn't that, I just love it. So probably go half and half on each one. I just love it. I thank God for that. We are supporting Haiti. We are feeding these kids. Amen. We're going to do it, and we're going to keep pressing to it. Our little church, because we have faith. Our little gang here, we're going to keep feeding kids in Haiti because we have faith, and we love these kids. We know Mark Lee. These kids deserve to be fed. We're going to keep doing it. If we've got to go have a dunk tank with Denny and I sitting in it, we'll do it, but we're going to feed these kids in Haiti. Amen? All right. What's that? 21, chapter 18. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Matthew 18:21. Jesus said, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle one, he brought to him one that owed 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, powerful. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and his children, and all that he had until the payment was made. The servant fell on his knees, imploring him, please have patience with me, and I will pay you everything I owe you. And out of pity for him, the master said to his servant, release him, and I forgive you your debts. But when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he could pay his debt. When his fellow servant saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed and went and reported to their master what had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said, you wicked servant, I forgave you all your debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he could pay all his debt. So my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive from your heart. If you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Isn't that powerful? Now, I'm not a theologian. I'm not going to weigh in. I listen to so many people talk about scriptures. We're forgiven by the grace of God, and I know that. And there's also the idea of living in the kingdom, and I'm not going to get into that. My point here, in Matthew 7:12, you don't have to turn there. Jesus says, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. This is the law and the prophets. Now just keep these two things together. I would need you to listen to this. Don't be distracted. Your life, your walk with God could depend on this. I mean it. This week, in the last couple weeks, that scripture has taken on so much power to me, it's like I'd never read it before in my life. I've read that scripture since I was a little boy. Treat other people how you want to be treated. Like last week, I had someone, something happened, there was a little confusion and mishap, and things got out of order. And so I called a person, and I was trying to explain, and I felt, as a pastor, a lot of times I don't get forgiven. People, if I do something wrong, people hold it to me, like, they hold it to me, and I get it. And my only response is, okay, I'm sorry I did wrong, you know, and I hope they forgive me. So this week, someone actually gave me grace, okay, and I was like, it felt so good that somebody gave me grace. I'm like, thank you, Lord, and that felt so good. And right after that, I had a person call me from the talent show, and again, hear me out, and they said, hey, I can't sing on, and And I was really counting on him. And what was my first reaction? Okay, 10,000 talents, 100 denarius. I got grace. Hey, I can't sing, and I got 100 denarius. What was my first reaction? I need you. Why are you letting me down? What? And I wanted to, you know, make it about me. And I didn't realize, because the Lord was teaching me, that I had this, like, this unforgiveness type thing inside. I would have forgave, you know what I mean? This little, I didn't even know it was there. And the Holy Spirit's like, whoop, he said to me, Brad, did you get grace this week? I said, I did. He said, how'd that feel? I said, it was wonderful. Do unto others how you want to be treated, right? I said, oh, yeah, that grace was really good, that mercy. So I said to the person, I said, you know what? No big deal, and I meant it from my heart. I understand. You do what you have to do. Lord, I let it go. I'm done. I forgive. I'm moving on, right? I'm moving on. Next day, that person sent me two links with like an opportunity to gather about 50 people for the show. Isn't that something? That very person, had I told them, you owe me, that would have never happened, right? If I said, plus, not only that, right after that, and this happened all for a week, it happened. Right after that, somebody shot me a message and said, hey, my three boys dance. Can they be in the show? And this happened over and over again. Someone would call and say, hey, I can't do this. I can't do that. And I said, Lord, I loved grace. Listen, this will help you. And I said, I enjoyed getting grace and mercy. I said, you know what? I forgive you. No big deal. Do what you got to do. I release you from your debt. Don't worry. And I meant it from my heart. I meant it. So much so, at the show, I'm teaching you something, guys. I had like four people call off, or three, something like that. I had people walk up to me. A dad walk up to me after the show. I got a text. I can't be here. Had a dad walk up to me. Hey, my two kids sing. I signed them up. Did you get my message? I said, no. Can they be in the show? Oh, yeah, you can be in the show. Yeah, step right up. And I kept thinking, Lord, what is all this grace I'm getting? What is all this mercy I'm getting? Treat people how you want to be treated. At the end, we had a final person. Okay, no big deal. In my heart, I'm like, okay, I get it. Things happen and life comes, and this is somewhat so powerful. I'm not taking anything personal. It's not about me. I'm not here to use you. This is the Lord. Like Jesus, when he was here, said Jesus came to serve and not to be served, right? So Brad Kittle's not perfect like Jesus, so I'm learning this stuff. So I'm processing, love people, use things. So I'm just learning to forgive. And this girl in the crowd says, hey, I wanted to sing. Remember that, Sonny? And we're like, so her, literally, get this, police officer walks up to her, he arrests her, he apprehends her, takes her up to the stage, and then stands at the stage like this. Like, you're not going anywhere. I'm like, hey, can you get somebody else? We got 15 more minutes to fill. Anyway, she comes up. That girl won the talent show. She won the talent show. She came up. I didn't vote. Blame it on Hirschman. Amen. And so you say this, the Lord interacting. I mean, it was more amazing than even that. Over and over again, did you like mercy, Brett? I loved mercy, Lord. It was so refreshing. And so for constantly giving me mercy and grace, I never knew how judgmental I was. I thought I loved everybody, and I didn't realize when it involved me, it hurt, or it hurt what I'm trying. I always thought, well, this is the kingdom of God. I'm promoting the kingdom. What are you doing? I'm promoting the kingdom. What? And it's like, no, Brad, it's you. Because Jesus didn't operate that way. Jesus didn't need anything from anybody, right? Now, I'm not perfect, so I'm not there yet. Would you guys forgive me because I'm not there yet? I'm still growing as a human being and as a Christian. I'm not there yet. Are you there? You loving everybody all the time? I'll bet you if you start looking at this in your own life, you'll see way many times you'll talk to your wife or your husband. You'll say, I can't believe they did that. That's 100 denarius they owe me. And God's looking at you and saying, you wicked servant. Now, you're his son and daughter. God's saying, you owe me a whole lot more, right? This thing, treat other people how you want to be treated, can change your life. It's not your salvation. You get saved by grace through faith, but in your walk with God, it will set you free. How do you want to be treated? You want someone holding something over your head? You want somebody judging you? Now, in the church, we talked about this. There's church discipline. Someone gets out of order, you got to deal with it. But it's never done out of hatred or you owe me, or you do it because you need order in the church. You do. So we got that going. I mean, if someone's sleeping with their mother-in-law, you got to deal with it, right? That's 1 Corinthians, right? Chapter 5. Okay, but out in the world, when you're operating, if you start doing that, you're not perfect. So when you catch yourself doing it, say, okay, Lord, okay, I'm messing up. I'm going to forgive this person. Stand back and be amazed what God will do for you. Because that's called faith. That's called faith. Just stand back and be amazed what God will start doing when you release people from their debt. Turn to Mark 11, 23. This is rich. I said, May danced great yesterday. She really did. She didn't pick the song I would have picked, right? So she did great. May's a Columbus girl, and she's in Utica, okay? And so if I'd have gone up to May, I'd just been like, you know, dumped on. She loves me. You know, my granddaughter loves me. You know, she told me today, she goes, Grandpa, I want to be like you. I go, what do you mean? You're mature. You have Strava. You run. You talk to everybody. You're good. You know, I said, well, May, she said, but I can't be. I try to take my Bible to church or to school, and I pray, and people make fun of me. I said, May, don't take your Bible to school. Don't pray. I said, just love people at school. I said, treat people at school like you want to be treated. You don't need to be a freak like your grandpa. Just love people. If there's some kid that doesn't get attention, be nice to them. Forgive people. Just carry Jesus in your heart, and people will see Jesus shine out in your life. It's like, okay, Grandpa, you know, like, so leave your Bible home. Listen, besides that, not everybody brings their Bible to school. I used to, right? But not everybody brings their Bible to school or prays. But Jesus talked about hypocrites, didn't he? Said everything they do it to be seen. They have a mask on. I want to be seen, which we're all a little bit like that. You know, we like to be seen and heard. But he said they all do it because they want to be seen. They're wearing a mask. They don't really know the Lord. And they're trying hard. He was rebuking them because he loved them, not because he hated them. He said, do what they tell you to do, but don't be like them. Get the mask off. Get the mask off. I'm real. I'm human. I mess up. Please forgive me. And I forgive you because you're human too. Anybody ever heard that song? And some of you'll know it. Was it by Human League or I Was Only Human? Anybody ever hear that? And at the end of the song, the girl says, I hope you can take this. She said, okay, I forgive you because when you were gone, I was human too. You ever hear that? And that's a little tougher for him, wasn't it? She's saying, I forgive you because I'm human too. It's powerful. In other words, they both messed up. She wasn't going to throw a stone at him. Listen to this. That may be too much for you guys. Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in her heart, but believes and achieves, that which he says, she says, will come to pass. It will be done for her or him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Isn't that powerful? Faith. Paul talked about faith in 1 Corinthians 13. Yeah, go home and read it. But look, why did Jesus immediately tie in this next verse? He said, and when you stand praying, so you're praying, right? He said, forgive. If you have anything, King James says, ought, against anyone, So that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespass. And in the original translation, I think it says in your heart. You'd be amazed what's in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There is a tie-in to forgiveness in faith. Remember where faith works by what? We talked about it last week. Anybody here? How's faith work? Talked about last week. I'm going to stand here until it gets really uncomfortable. By love, right, Pam? Faith works by love. So if you're not forgiving people, if you're holding their debts to them, Jesus is telling you, your faith's not going to work. Isn't he telling you that? Well, let me give you another scripture. This is out of James chapter 3, and then I'll tie it up. I don't want to keep you. I'm surprised I'm preaching this long. I've had like just a month of just, it's been an amazing month. Chapter 3 of James, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? I think Larry's pretty wise and understanding. By his good conduct, let him show his works, action in the meekness of wisdom, the humility of wisdom, the meekness of wisdom. Wisdom's meek. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. If you're wearing a mask, quit lying. This is not the wisdom that comes from above. This is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy, I'm probably the only one that's ever been jealous, huh? When someone says, boy, that preacher preached good. And I'm going, well, I preach better than he does. Man, that kid can really hit a ball. My son hits better than that. I'm the only one that's ever thought like that. I know, I am. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. I was in an atmosphere this week, and it got real confusing. It started being confusing and blah, blah, blah. And I said, Lord, what was that? I was sitting down, and just all this confusion started breaking out. And just when your mind gets renewed to the scriptures, the Lord took me immediately to this scripture. He said the reason there's confusion, he says, because there's jealousy and selfish ambition and every vile practice. So there's confusion being released. Don't fall for it. Don't jump into it. Like, don't get in that stream. Stay over here in the mercy stream. But the wisdom from above is what? Listen to this. First pure, then peaceable. It's gentle. I love this. It's open to reason. It's willing to listen. Like, what? Christians don't listen a lot of times. We lose all our credibility. This COVID thing, I'm not going to get into it too deep. People are on these camps, politics and COVID, and I'm right. I know that I'm right, right? About everything. I know that. Okay, but in humble too. But when you start talking to people, one of the things we don't do is because we're so sure we're right. Hey, I've listened to 100 videos, so I know I'm right. We sit down, and you may be right, but then we don't listen to the person talking to us. We don't listen and hear what they have to say. If they're not a believer, it's okay if they do that to you because they're not a believer. They don't, real honestly, Father, forgive them for what? They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. You're a Christian. You know what you're doing. So we need to listen and learn. Sometimes we'll be wrong. And then maybe you'll have a reasonable conversation. You'll be full of mercy and good fruits. And maybe someone will actually be attracted to you instead of being repelled by you. Not bearing any fruit in your life. Because people are repelled by you. You don't listen. You're always right. I'm talking about myself now. I'm always right. I never listen. I know. And I hear stories about stuff. Do you guys? You conserve? You ever hear stories about things that happen and you're like, wow, I can't. And some things really bother me. I'm just learning at 62, like be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry. And sometimes things make me really angry. I got a story that would boil your blood. I'm not going to tell it to you. Who laughed? Larry? Good, Larry. I'm not saying don't take a stand. You can't. I've said it. When you take your stand, just make sure you're listening and make sure you're operating out of love. And then Jesus did. He told the Pharisee, "You hypocrites!" And he took his stand, didn't he? They didn't like him very much. But I promise you, he did it because he loved them. He knew he had to whack them awake. You guys are in trouble, and I'm trying to wake you up. Okay. It's full of what? What's that say? Open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits. It's impartial, it's sincere. A harvest of righteousness is sown in what? Peace by those who make peace. Make peace. Not peacekeepers, you're making peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. What causes quarrels and strifes and fights among you? Is it not the passions that war in your members? You desire, you want, you murder, you covet, you can't have, so you fight and you quarrel, and you have not because you ask not. We're showing that we don't really have a relationship with God. We don't really know God. Because honestly, truly, if you come up to me and you say, Brad, I can't do this or that. If I know God and I know this thing really works and God's word really works, I can say, no big deal. Mercy, mercy, mercy. I love you. Brad, this is what I think. Trump is this and Trump is that and he's that. And I'm like, you know, I like him. But I'm like, I love you though. And I can take it and I can listen and sit down. Why are you saying that? And I can listen and I can show you mercy and good fruits. I don't have to fight with you. I can bear good fruits. That brings so much peace into my life because you don't owe me anything. What did that guy say to the slave, that guy that owed 100 denarius? What did he say to him? Remember the parable we read? Am I doing okay, guys? I hope so. Remember that parable we read? What did he say to him? He said, give me what you owe me. You owe me this. And then the master took him and threw him in a pit, and that was not good, right? Okay, so I hope, I mean it, guys. It's okay to speak the truth. That's what the Bible says, right? Speak the truth in love. I want to challenge you. If you're not bearing fruit, then look at your life. How do I respond to people? How do people perceive me? Am I a know-it-all? I am. I'm being honest. I'm a know-it-all. I sat and talked to this woman this week. Well, no, she listened to me talk for a half hour. And she walked out the door, and I said, Brad, you're a know-it-all. You just think you know everything. And so that's one of my weaknesses. I'm a know-it-all. And I got to be more humble and more reasonable. And I'm still who I am. I still believe what I do. But I want to bear good fruit, don't you? Jesus said you could judge a tree. He said judge a tree. A tree is a human being. You can judge a tree by the kind of fruit it's producing. One of the things that your mouth, what comes out of your mouth. And also it says in the life of the person, the meekness of wisdom. What type of person? Are they saying, pay me what you owe me? Why are you hurting me? Why are you letting me down? Give me. Or are they saying, hey, no problem. Thank you, that person that showed me mercy. Say, thank you. No, that's the fruit in their life. Does anybody want to be a fruitful Christian? Does anybody want to see Jesus? Y'all listen to my Thursday night messages because I'm in Matthew 7. Woo! That last one. Does anybody want Jesus to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Anybody want to hear that? That's my dream. But one day I'll stand before Jesus and he'll look at me and says, good job, Brad. You faced this and you sinned there and you got up and you did that. But look, we're here. Well done. I don't want him to say, Matthew 7, I think 21 around there, I don't even know who you are. I don't even know you. You did miracles. You did. You did all that. And you're, it's in my message. You got to listen to Thursday night. I'm almost done. He said, you're lawless. He said, you're lawless. You're lawless. I don't even know who, Jesus is not lawless. I don't even know who you are. Depart. He said, you're a servant. I don't even know who you are. God's mercy is so great. Merchant of Venice, the quality of mercy is not strained. It drops like a gentle dew from heaven. It is twice blessed. Anybody ever hear that? Merchant of Venice, you have? It's twice blessed. It gets blessed above and it gets blessed on the earth. His love is so amazing. We have no right to hold anything against anybody. I don't. So if you need to get that right with the Lord, I'm not going to do an altar call. It just puts everybody on the spot and throw our mask on sometimes, or we just deny. I'm going to pray for us and for me. My prayer for all of us is going to be that we will be judgment day honest. What kind of fruit's coming out of your life? Ask the Lord. Mother Teresa said, I've said it before, she said, ask your wife or your husband. Just go home and do it. Honey, what kind of fruit comes out of my life? Ooh. Be honest about it when they ask you. But just let's get our hearts before the Lord. Do you have aught against anybody? Are you grabbing somebody and saying, Mike, I really appreciated what your thing that you did. That was amazing with the thing that you forgave. That was amazing. That stunned me. That was a struggle. It was a struggle. And it is a struggle. You want to grab them and say, but you're a Christian. You owe me something, right? If you have aught in your heart against anybody, I'm encouraging you today to call that person and ask them to forgive you. But you don't know what they did to me. I know what they did to Jesus. I know what Jesus said on the cross, looking at your sin. He said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. You want to win people to the Lord. You want to win your family, these people. You're not going to win them by arguing. You're going to win them by grace and mercy and forgiveness and reaching out in prayer and crying and loving and turning the other cheek and bearing their burdens and hearing some garbage sometimes. Right? I know what Jesus went through. Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. He was on a cross. So I haven't gone through that yet. I'm not perfect. I'm so far from perfect. I need grace all the time. I'm going to tell on me, Larry, at the fair. And then I'm going to pray. I'm asking you, it's like communion. We're going to have communion, but we're not. I want you to examine your life. That's what I'm asking you to do. Who do you have aught against? Who are you saying you owe me to? I'm encouraging you today. Let it go. I'm encouraging you today, say, you don't owe me anything. God is my provider. God is my healer. God loves me. God's got my back. I'm a child of God. I don't live in fear. I'm not bound to this world. Satan doesn't owe me. He has nothing in me. The world doesn't owe me. The world doesn't belong to me. The world doesn't take care of me. God's my father. I'm not afraid. God's my good grandpa. I'm not afraid. God's got my back. I don't need the world's acceptance. I don't need the world's love. All I need is my Father, and I can come out and I can walk in the Spirit and I can learn to love people. I can let it go. It may hurt. It may feel bad. You may have to humble yourself and tell that person, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I said that to you and I was wrong. I should have never said it. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. I am guilty. Take off the mask. Take off the mask. If you're not bearing fruit, ask the Lord why. Larry, I'm going to tell on me. I was at the, and I'm going to pray. Please pray, Brad. Stop it. No, stop, Brad. You're killing me. No, good. I was at the fair, and this guy said, you know what you ought to do? This is a good lesson. You ought to have Larry get up and speak in the church for 30 minutes. And this, he loves Larry. Obviously, he loves Larry. He's a Gideon. And I said, well, Larry's not the speaker he used to be. Just came out of my mouth, okay? Forgive me, Larry. And I did, because I really didn't know what to say. He's just like, you know, I messed up. Larry came up 5 minutes later. Here, this is good wisdom here. And the guy walked up and he said, Larry, you know what Brad just said? He said that you're not the speaker you used to be. And I'm standing there like mortified for like the fifth time that week. I'm like, did you say that? I did say that. You know, I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. And Larry's standing there, and Larry's full of good fruit and mercy, doesn't say anything to me. I just want to slink away and hide somewhere. This is kind of connected because the Lord's teaching me, anything you say in private, what's the Bible say? Woo! Announced from that, it's announced from the mountains, right? So, okay, Lord, that's true, isn't it? That really does happen that way. Father, there isn't a human being in this world because of Adam that's not broken. Not one. No, Romans 3:23, not one. We all stand before the bar of God guilty. Lord, I'm guilty as charged. We all need forgiveness, everyone. There's not none righteous, no, not one. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need your mercy. We all need your grace. And Lord, we are among the redeemed in this audience. We have received your grace and mercy. And because we have received your grace and mercy, it's what Paul would say, now we are no longer condemners, we're announcers of the good news. We are people that say, neither do I condemn you, just go and sin no more. Why sin no more? Because sin is a killer. It's going to hurt you. I love you. I don't want you sinning because you're dying because you're sinning. We say no condemnation, Lord. We are announcers of good news, Lord. And when we have to take a stand, we're going to do it in love, according to the scriptures. Lord, let us examine our hearts today. If we have unforgiveness, if we're bickering and we're in strife, Lord, show us why. It's not because we're right, because we're not right. You're right. We know a little bit, but we don't know that much. If you have someone in your heart right now, you're wondering, it's that person. I encourage you, so your faith will work and your love will work, get with that person this week, or people, humble yourself, tell them you're sorry. He said, if you have to tell them 70 times 7 in like a week or a day, whatever he said, do it. Do it. And if you have to do it 70 times 7, keep doing it, and you just march your way to heaven. Father, help us in this area. Give us much grace. Before I'm not going to call anybody up. Everybody's head closed, every eye bowed. I just want to see if that's you, and you got someone to talk to, raise your hand. I'm not going to call you up. One? Couple? Okay. My hand's up. I'm one of them. So that's two of us, three of us. Good. I convicted myself this morning. Four. It's the whole room. Father, bless us in Jesus' name. Help us to walk this way and live this way. Amen. All right, grace and peace. Love you guys. We'll see you, some of you anyway, next week. Bye-bye.